barn, how would you have to?
They just stack it. Mm-hmm. Stack it outside around a tree or something or another, you know, where they could keep it.
Uh-huh.
And they'd fix it over the top where it wouldn't rain in.
That's why I was wondering, how would they keep it from raining any time?
Well, they'd, let's see now, what was it they used to use? I believe they just packed and trunked the hay right real tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't get wet on it just so far. It had shedded off the way they fixed it. I think that's the way they fixed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you said you had you kept your stock downstairs in the barn. Well, did you have, you had, when you milk your cows, did you milk them in the barn?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the place for that. Well, did they have any place kind of, kind of close to the barn where you might, it'd still be fenced in, but they might let the animals come out and walk around in it?
Oh, yeah. They had what they called a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it was fenced in, and then they was gates, and they'd turn them into a pasture.
Oh, after that, yeah.
Uh-huh. After that.
So that's where they graze.
Uh-huh.
They'd feed them that way. Well, now, what about, did you have any hogs?
Yeah, people had a lot of hogs back then. They killed their own meat.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what it was. People back then didn't know what it was to do without meat. They had meat all the time.
Mm-hmm. And but it's all their own.
Mm-hmm. They raised it themselves. Mm-hmm.
What did you have the hogs fenced in?
No, they run out on the range.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have a hog pen.
Didn't even have any stock laws or nothing.
Oh, so the hogs are just.
They just get out and live on the acorns. They didn't hang around the place because in the summertime and up till acorns was gone, they didn't feed them anything.
Uh-huh. What about when they wanted getting them fattened up to kill? Did they?
They'd usually feed them corn.
Oh, but now would they? But they never did pin them up.
Yeah.
Oh, they would then.
When they went to feeding them corn, well, they'd put them in a pen.
They'd have a hog pen for them then. For that time. Well, now what about your milk and your butter and things, to keep them from
Well, my mother had a little old spring that she dug out.
Oh.
And she kept her milk and butter in it to keep it cold. It's pretty good. It beat not having it in.
Yeah, that's good. And you said that you had another little house, like where you'd keep potatoes and things like
we
that.
We always just called it the little tater house.
The tater house, yeah. Well, did they ever raise any cotton around?
No, my daddy never did raise no cotton, never. Because he made his living mostly working in the timber. He'd plant corn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He'd plant corn and they'd raise a garden. But that was just about the length.
Mm-hmm.
About as far as they went.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't have any big crop of anything much.
No, and he'd sow oats, maybe 3-4 acres of oats.
Uh-huh.
And maybe 3-4 acres of corn. Well, that'd be his crop. That'd be all that he'd plant outside of the garden.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he have any very big field for that corn?
No, they wasn't too big fields that he had.
Mm-hmm.
He had one that might have had 6 acres, and I don't know if it did or not. But anyway, they wasn't very large because it was over there on that mountain where we lived. And you know, if on a mountainside,
it couldn't be too large.
Couldn't be too big.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you said that there was a fence around the where the stock was kept. What would that be made of?
Rails, wooden rails. And rock fences. They had rock fences back then. There's on our old place there was a half a mile of rock fence in one place. I just wonder if that thing's still standing there, or what's ever went with.
Yeah, you know, those things, a lot of times they stay for years and years, and they just those rock ones.
Yeah, and boys used to catch so many rabbits.